brother.
Right about now.
Funk soul brother.
Right about now.
Funk soul brother.
Check it out.
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP. Or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone.
Won't you please, please help me?
Hello, this is WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. You have us here at Narcoleptic Insomniacs, and we're going to try, it's just me, we're going to try connecting mic two today. Very exciting. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, hello.
Oh no,
oh,
it's
no.
Really bad, it's really bad. Crap, okay.
It's okay.
I'm going to turn you off. We're going to share a mic. But do your headphones work?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, come. Do you fit?
Yes. Wait, let me get my phone.
Okay, she's getting her phone. But what is up, guys? We're Narcoleptic Insomniacs, and this is our second time on FM. Come on in.
Ooh.
Oh my god, we don't even fit. Wait, how did we fit last time?
Oh god.
This is insane. Hello?
Hello?
It's like, I really like that you have headphones.
Can you hear me from here? Hello? Hello?
I think so.
Okay. I won't lean in that much. So how are we doing, guys?
Hi. So we have a listening party going on. It's just one person.
Yeah, special thanks to...
Shout out to the only person that we invited.
Leah Riley, our goat.
Shout out.
Yes.
No, there might be more people, unless they muted us. Which I would too, though.
I know, like if there were just like two random girls
I would mute
talking.
Us too.
Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back. We are Narcoleptic Insomniacs. I am Loki Narcoleptic, and my name is Zoe.
I am Highkey Insomnia. I am. And my name is Abby. And today we have a special episode. It's kind of our Valentine's episode, you know, the one that we do every year starting now. And we're going to be talking about boys with the Z.
Yes.
And when I thought of that title, like really creative, it made me think of this song from Victorious called Faster Than Boys with a Z.
I love that.
And I just want to paint a picture for you guys. Imagine me in the back of my mom's 2008 Toyota Sienna.
Yes.
Listening to that song. I bought it on Apple Music for $1.29 and was listening to it on my iPod Touch with wired
Wait,
earbuds.
That is so funny. Because, like, I was thinking about a different song.
Oh.
Loki, I don't remember where this is from. I think it's from High School Musical.
Ooh.
Remember the one that, like... They're, like, in a parking lot. This might be High School Musical, too. Very niche.
Yeah.
But, like, and they're singing, like, the boys are back. The boys are back. Yeah, that song. I think it's High School Musical, right?
Yeah.
But that's what I think of when I think of boys.
Yeah, we're, and yeah, don't be surprised if we start breaking into song. I don't know. Whatever. You get it. Okay. Boys.
Yeah.
Listen up. And yeah, I guess when we say boys, I feel like I sound like Stevie from again, Mythical Morning. Hello, boys. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by whoever left their Spotify up. I don't know. I'm getting distracted. Fat Boy Slim, what's up? How are you doing? And Joe Keery is on there. So, and he's actually not coming. That was false advertising.
Sorry.
If anyone saw my story.
Yeah.
He did cancel last minute, and we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'll probably see him tonight.
He's a boy.
Yeah.
He needs some talking to.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyways, I feel like we're stalling.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm scared.
Do you?
No, I'm scared.
No.
But I want to talk about it.
Okay. Like, what do you want to talk about?
I don't. Okay, let me look at my list.
Oh, yeah. We actually came prepared.
We were planning and scheming for this. Okay.
Ew.
I have a huge question.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Which is... This is really deep. Oh, God.
Yeah, just start off strong.
Are they a product of society / their environment, or should we hold them accountable for their thinking? And before we start, I just want to say, like, this is a question that I definitely used from one of my classes.
I was going to say, that's really intelligent, Zoe.
Yeah, so, like,
not that that's out of character for you, but...
That was definitely plagiarized.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Lopez.
Are we all products? Or... This is always a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
For everything.
For everything, especially when those who are wrong.
Yeah. I just think, like, for this, it's so, like, interesting because guys are, like, 50% of the population.
Right.
So the question applies to so much larger a group of people than
that's
it does
true.
For most of the questions.
That is the
to
thing
this.
About, you know, the social construct of gender. It affects quite a large chunk of population. So it's kind of hard to even identify it because it's something that everyone has an experience with for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, their gender identity.
So, like,
you can't
say
you don't have one. It's a valid question.
Anyway,
okay.
But this question, like, I don't really have an answer.
I know.
Honestly, I have no idea.
I don't want to say.
I know.
It feels dirty.
I feel like I have to, like, put my eyes on the words again.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I was typing it out, I was like...
Like you knew.
Yeah. Like, low-key, I'm a very harsh person.
That's the thing. I think part of this episode was... It stemmed from, like, our realization... Maybe we are too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I feel like I was talking last week. I feel like I was up on this mic talking about pendulum swinging back and forth. And I feel like it's happening again. Like, I was a hater.
I
was a really, probably the most
hating
part of my life probably last year. And now I'm trying to, like, not be one.
I know.
But it's really hard.
It's hard, and I'm trying to be conscious of it. I still feel like I'm in my man-hater era, which is also hard because it's, like, such a normalized thing now. Like, it's,
that's
like...
That's so true. We're not even weird for that.
It's, like, it's, like, ew, men, because that's what everyone
says.
It
used to be, like, you were kind of weird for that.
Yeah.
You always had a community if you thought that, but now you really... You kind of don't have a community if you think the opposite.
Yeah.
It's hard to find relatability with other, I guess, straight women who like men a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for them to relate to each other.
Yeah.
I still don't feel like I am them.
Yeah, and it's like, and then like you band together with other people who are like, ew, men. And then it's like an us versus them kind of complex situation.
Which
like,
can't be good.
Yeah.
For the soul.
It can't be.
So, yeah, it's hard to identify that and then kind of not be able to do anything about it.
Yeah, because it's like, I know I have this mindset. I'm conscious of it. And I'm thinking about this from the guy's side, too. Like, I know I think this way, but I don't know how to change it. And that's, like, not really anybody's fault. And I think that is society's fault. If that makes
sense. Ooh, burn on society. Got him. Yeah, no, that's definitely true. It's kind of, I don't know if it's existential in the traditional definition, but in the way that it's like, I've never had a unique thought ever. And everything, I'm just predetermined to act this way and do these things because I'm also a product. But I also think back to, okay, this could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think, when I think of, like, a typical, like, a man behavior that I don't love, that I experience, I cast judgment, however subtle it is. I wonder if my, whatever, how I cast my judgment, I wonder if that manifest, like, if the man is taking that and internalizing it and then continuing to act that way because he thinks he's just predisposed to keep acting that way because people are perceiving him that way. Do that make sense?
I think so. Yeah, either that or he takes it personally and then he feels attacked by it and then feels like he has to disregard it to protect his, like, honor or something.
Yeah, so either way, the judgment definitely isn't good, but it's also valid. But it's hard to, like, know that it's valid and continue to carry your beliefs, but somehow act in a different way.
I know.
That are kind of against your beliefs.
Like, I feel like for me, I make a lot of bad choices. Like, I think something and then I'm like, oh, like, I'm just gonna say it. And that's not good. Like, I have no filter when it comes to this. And that's bad. And I think that's bad on both sides, because guys are like this, too. Like, you will say, they will say things about women in front of other women and then just, like, assume, like, oh,
it's okay,
it's okay, though.
Right.
Because, like, I can just, like, have no filter.
We've kind of been dealing with this. I mean, what? Historical oppression. That's historical. So I wonder, too, if we're being too reflective. Like, I've only been a hater for, like, a year.
I know.
I think some men have been haters for their
whole
lives.
Yeah.
So maybe we are just, maybe we, let's, we're ending the episode here. I think we solved every problem.
Yeah, actually.
I think we're okay. I think we're in the right. But, no, yeah.
No. Actually, I have another good question to go off of this.
Okay.
Speaking of, like, the man hater, or the man hating, women hating type of situation, is it truly the male loneliness epidemic, or is it a generation of men who refuse to do personal growth to learn how to become good partners?
Oh my god, and she's back with another one.
I've been cooking.
Wow.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
You know what? And this makes me want to be a women's studies major.
Yeah.
Whatever. we'll talk about that later. But, yeah, I do seriously... what was I going to say?
Because it's, like, I feel like it's, like, when you think male loneliness epidemic, you think, oh, like, he's living in his mother's basement. He's a loser, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then he blames it on the whole world. He blames it on everyone except himself. Mm. So on and so forth. But it's, like...
Right, and okay, yes, I agree. I think there's, like, a problem calling it the male loneliness epidemic. I want to say, and I'm trying to think both sides here, I think it's a generational loneliness epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that it's centered on men, again, puts this pressure on them to get girlfriends. Like, if you don't have a girlfriend, you're, like, a failure. And women don't feel that pressure anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think women are also very lonely because yes. of that darn phone. And yeah, I think it's a generational loneliness epidemic, and the fact that it's centered on men is problematic.
Yes.
And like telling.
Because, yeah, like again, we're thinking only about the men, how the men right. are lonely and not the women.
Right. Right. Because also, it's okay if you're a woman to be single, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Is having a boyfriend embarrassing? You know, I think that's also, and that's kind of been creeping up in the zeitgeist yeah. for like some years now. Who's singing in there? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Our first episode, I think there were, like, crazy drums in the live room, and everyone could hear them.
Mm-hmm. Now I think it's better, though.
Anyway, yeah.
What would we say? Oh, yeah. But another thing to go off of that, I mm-hmm. guess, I was just thinking about, like, divorce.
Anyone experiencing divorce?
No.
Please
just
call us at... No.
No, but actually, like, divorce, because, like, I feel like, and this might just be, like, my perception of the world, but I feel like, it's been a thing recently where middle-aged women have kind of realized, like, oh, my husband does not, like, provide for me and do all the things in the household that, like, I think he mm-hmm. needs to do. And, like, low-key, I'm like his mother, and that's terrible.
Uh-oh.
And that has led to, like, more divorces and, like, greater male loneliness epidemic.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because, right, it's maybe it's not just generational,
mm-hmm.
but it's impacting different generations differently because we are so, what, like, obviously we're experiencing this because, like we're Gen Z and mm-hmm. we're all on our phones and we're all lonely. But I think, yeah, I think also these older people who are old enough to be married,
mm-hmm.
they're getting online too, and they're realizing, these women are realizing their potential.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't have realized it otherwise except for the internet, and now they are, and now they're getting divorced, and I think it's affecting everyone differently.
Yeah, because then the men are like, wait, like what? Like,
yeah, you didn't see this coming, did you? Boom, divorce, marriage story, anyone seen it?
Yeah. That's a good movie.
That movie was crazy.
I know.
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, just like
so
a lot.
Won't. But anyway. Family Affair by Mary J. Blige is on the screen in front of us. anyway.
I feel like I was going to say something else, but
yeah,
I forgot.
No, very deep with the whole... divorce
yeah,
thing.
Sorry.
I feel like this might be maybe me trying to be a trend forecaster and failing. I feel like mm-hmm. on my feed, maybe not my feed. I don't want to claim this. I feel like I'm seeing a lot of, like, I want to say, like, the rise of conservatism and how, like, young people are getting married vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could name some names, but, like, mm-hmm. what good would that do? I don't know. I feel like that's becoming a little bit romanticized. That's kind of unrelated, but I think definitely the way media is reaching people is, mm-hmm. like, having an effect.
But that's what we always say.
Sorry.
I feel like that gets mentioned every episode.
I know.
But, like, I love it.
It's my fault.
No. I love talking about the internet. It's such, like,
yeah.
it's, like, a rich resource in
yeah.
good and bad ways.
Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah, look at the
I
list.
I feel like, yeah,
do
yeah,
Do one
no,
of yours.
I had something kind of, yeah, so basically when the whole, like, is having a boyfriend embarrassing. I don't know. Is that also a stale topic? Okay. Ooh, okay. I feel like this is a little personal, but I feel like my feed will be kind of representative of, like, what relationship stage I'm in my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in a single, more, like, man-hating era, I get a lot of validation in that way. I mm-hmm. get a lot of the girlies on my feed.
Yeah.
And we kind of are all banded together. And... Since being in a relationship, recently I feel like my feed is all like cutesy, like boy, like, oh, send this to your boyfriend, and like, I don't know. And it's so funny because I do, and I just think that's really interesting. Like, it just makes me think about how like niche everyone truly is. Like, maybe there are some people out there that truly don't like see every side. I don't know. Oh, and then I think about when I've seen, I've like, this sounds weird, but I've like overlooked, I've looked over people's shoulder and like I've seen some feeds of like men, and sometimes it's a little frightening.
Yeah.
And it's in a way where it's like, this is the feed of a single man who maybe if asked would identify with the male loneliness epidemic.
Yeah.
I might claim that.
It is scary to like see it in person sometimes. I'm like, oh my god, okay, like hold on. I didn't know you were like that.
Right, right, right. Oh, I didn't know you, okay. I didn't know you liked those kind of videos. I don't know if I could give examples. It's very hard to describe, but you know it. We all know it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, and then, yeah, when I'm when I'm broken up with, I get all the, oh, screw him, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just a, whatever. They like to gas you up a little bit.
Because they want want you to see what you think. Like, like minds think alike type of situation.
Right.
Because they know people will like the stuff that they like.
So that's interesting. Write that down. I don't know. Take the advice. Yeah, I don't know how that, you know. And then I think also online, I was thinking about Pinterest. Mm. And I was thinking about the types of, like, men that I'll see on Pinterest. Mm. And I think it also is very curated based on, like how straight women want men. Well, women. How women want men to act. Women want straight men to act.
Because I was going to ask, like, are these the kind of men you're talking about that you, like, the pictures you like, actually see? Right. Or the accounts of people that you, like, the... Because it's also, like... Because low-key, recently, there's been a huge thing where men are trying to act like the kind of man that a woman wants, which is on Pinterest.
Ooh, which is,
you know what I mean?
Yes. And
the performative man.
Right. We just explained that for those who don't know. A beautiful definition. So, like, sorry. There's like these pictures, and I don't even know how it kind of feels like a little loophole in the algorithm, because it's like, wait, how do they know what we want? How do we know what they, how do they know what we want in them?
I know. But then it's like, they don't actually know, because the whole point of a performative man is that they're just doing it to get the girls. And that defeats the whole purpose, because girls just want a man who just wants them as who they are.
Be who you
and
are.
Not as like an object.
Right. So, like, I save a lot of, I don't know, you have an outfit board for men
on
your Pinterest.
I do.
Because it's important, and it doesn't even, like, I don't know, it's just kind of the way we express ourselves. It's in the way we want to see, this is, like, complicated.
I know.
In the way we want to, but I don't know if it's, like, I don't know if it's, like, romantic or not. This is too deep for the internet, for the waves, for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like there's a very fine line between being a performative man and being that man on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Because the men on Pinterest know that the girls like them.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I feel like people make fun of these performative men, but it's not, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like there a lot of them are very similar, and it's just like the ones that get made fun of are just the ones who like try.
Maybe they're succeeding the best.
Yeah. And then like, how do you become that kind of Pinterest man? Sometimes you have to be a little performative in order to do that.
Is
I know I do that
it? Yeah. yeah, we're all a little bit performative to make it worth it. It does kind of, oh, maybe let's give the boys some grace here, because I actually think it's so fun to just dress up and take, like, this is what we've been saying. Mm-hmm. We've been dressing up and taking pictures for years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so fun. And I think we've always been the performative woman, which I think is, which is why the performative man concept is so funny, because men have never done this before. Mm-hmm. Because women are realizing their worth. Yeah. And we've always been performative. Like, there's no such thing as a performative woman. You're just a straight woman.
Yeah, you're just a, because you've been judged your whole life.
Actually, and all women.
Because you've been judged your whole life and been, like, told to look a certain way, told to act a certain way. That is the performative woman. The performative woman is a normal woman.
Right.
But the performative man is, in my eyes, just a man who, like, honestly tries a little bit and then maybe fails, but that's
maybe
okay.
Maybe that's why it's funny in the jokes.
Yeah.
And the matcha latte.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You don't know, you're reading your book upside down.
Yeah.
But, like, actually, this makes me give a lot of respect to performative men. Like, actually, you're kind of on our level in a way. Like, maybe you should perform a little for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, sometimes I respect the performance a little bit.
Because we've been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
And
it's easier to recognize as someone who's been doing it. It's like, okay, like, I see you. You're trying.
Right. Which is why we immediately, every single girl can immediately identify a performative man. Because, again, we're all performative women.
Yeah. And it's easier to recognize your own people.
These are own people.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I want to pull something else out of the randomness. Okay, yeah, male approval. I think everyone struggles with it, is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any identity, any gender, any sexuality. Like, literally every single person on this earth struggles with male approval.
Yeah.
In different ways, which I think is so interesting.
Yeah, like, whether it's at work, in your class, in a relationship.
If you're in econ, like, oh no. If you're a woman in STEM, I'm so sorry. It was so funny being in some STEM classes. Literally, like, 15 people and, like, three of us are girls. And the TA was like, yo, partner up. And me and this girl just, like, locked eyes. And we were like, you. Like, we're not playing around. It's something to be said, like, I don't know. Something to be said about male approval. And it's kind of interesting when, I think, when it's, like, man-on-man crime a little bit. When the men are seeking male approval.
Yeah.
Very interesting
that
concept.
That is a very, very niche.
I mean, we all are aware of
For
this.
Me personally, just because, like, I'm not a man.
Right, no, we don't know, but we just observe.
Exactly.
And it's pretty, like, when you think so much about a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, see, Mom, I should be a women's studies major. Gosh, I don't know what else to say. Okay, but yeah, when you think so much on a topic, because it affects you personally.
Yeah.
And then you can see it in other people. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a little bit unrelated, but I think of this phenomenon where I kind of play the role of, like, the girlfriend a little bit. And, for example, let's say I'm at the dining hall with my man and another man will come up, like, they know each other, like I don't exist. You know what I mean? This happens. It's like, oh, she's just the girl. Okay, don't talk to her. She doesn't. And then yesterday, I don't even know who this person was, but this guy came up to us and was like, he literally was like, oh, hey. And then he was like, hi, I'm whatever. Like, what's your name? To me. And I was like, oh, my God.
Like,
I feel so respected.
I
literally, this is crazy. Because, and I wonder if people realize this. This might be niche, guys.
This might be niche.
I don't know. Do you ever feel this way? It's kind of just like, or if you're the only girl in a group. I mean, obviously no one respects your opinion. But it's to the point where it's like, I don't know. I just feel this way I felt this way a lot in my life, mm-hmm. like playing the role of just like the token girl
yeah.
that doesn't deserve to be introduced to mm-hmm. or they don't deserve to like know your name or like speak to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What's with that? Yikes. I don't know. Yeah, but shout out that guy. Like,
I know.
It was really mind-blowing. It kind of kickstarted this whole, like, yeah. train of thought I was having. Again, I think in class, too, just being in some STEM classes, I do think it's very hard for women to stand out because mm-hmm. I think there is room for women in STEM. There's only room for one, though. Mm-hmm. There's room for one girl, and she's, like, the token girl who's really... like, really smart. She's the smartest, probably way smarter than, like, most of the guys.
Yeah.
If not all. And definitely, like, yeah. And but there's only space for one. So she ends mm-hmm. up being way more overqualified mm-hmm. than she needs to be just to get that spot. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, the uphill battle. And every single girl in STEM is kind of competing for that spot. Mm-hmm. And so it just raises the standard and it creates competition and yeah.
Yes. And yeah, no, that totally connects to what I'm thinking about right now, mm-hmm. which is like you know how like guys will like promenade their girlfriends around to their guy friends to
right,
be like
right, right.
I'm better than you, whatever,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like a lot of girls do the same thing without knowing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it's, like, it's just, like, yeah, people talk about, like, okay, yeah, like, I, look, he has a pretty girl on his arm, like, she's so hot, whatever, but mm-hmm. the girl will do that, too, and
oh, yeah.
I think nobody talks about
this. But what's funny is, you can't fool me.
I know,
I'm
exactly.
Like, wait, what?
I'm
no.
like, wait, like, okay.
I don't care, though.
Like, okay, honestly, if you're a girl who's going out with your man, you are flaunting him off. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
No.
It's amazing. Like, so happy for you, girl. It's
yeah.
just like, yeah, like, I feel like there are two things that both happen on both sides.
Yeah.
And it's just different. Like,
yeah, no one talks about it.
Like, the way a girl shows off her boyfriend is just different from how a guy shows off his
yeah.
his girlfriend.
Right.
Yes. In a straight relationship.
Straight relationships. That's so, so interesting. And what would happen was, like, there were times in my life when I would be like, oh, man, I'm jealous. Man, you have a boyfriend. Dang it. Oh, my God. You guys are cool. Like, whatever. And then there's times when I'm like, it's just like you start to see through it.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, no. I don't
I
care.
Know. Yeah, or like,
wait,
like,
you're
actually,
you're
yeah.
losing your sparkle.
Yeah, like, wait, girl, where's your sparkle? I painted my
he
nails sparkly
it.
Today.
Yeah, ain't
girl,
no man
your
taking
sparkle?
That sparkle.
Ain't no man taking your sparkle. Yeah, because the problem, and this doesn't happen all the time, but
yeah.
the problem with some of the girls that like to flaunt their boyfriends off is I think it's like, it becomes just, like, a part of them to the point where it, like, consumes them. And it's, like, that's
yeah.
who they are. They are that boyfriend girl.
Uh-oh, guilty.
But you are more than just a boyfriend girl,
yeah.
you know?
You are everything, girl.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day to
yeah.
you.
You are, like, the glitter and the sparkle and
yeah.
the unicorn or whatever.
And I think there's... And you know what? To the men, same for you, and you shouldn't feel the male loneliness epidemic is just for everyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
take
I don't,
out the male.
I just don't think, yeah.
It's just loneliness.
It's just loneliness, and let's work together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there should be some hope here. It's not hopeless. You don't need a girlfriend.
I know.
Be a confident single woman. Just channel that energy.
I think the problem, like, the main central problem is just, like, this, like, us versus them mentality on both
yeah.
sides. With the girls, it's like, oh my gosh,
right.
men are terrible. I hate them. We girls need to become a community, and it's us versus them. We hate them forever.
Right.
For men, it's like, okay, like, I'm on the internet. There's a community. Men hate women. Whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
We hate them. Let's band together and become this really big, solid group of people who hate women. And then just, like, yeah. So it's
see,
just, like, both
yeah.
sides hate each other, and that's not good for either one.
So bad. especially when you have to take history into account. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's always going to be like a counterculture. Like, women are obviously going to hate men a mm-hmm. little. Like, I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say that. I don't care who's listening.
Just like okay. being oppressed.
Yeah. That's Hello. Just what happens. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read a book. I don't know what to tell you. And so that's always going to happen, but it's like counterculture, mm-hmm. which I just don't think is okay. And what I'm trying to also say is that I am also trying to be less of a hater.
Yeah.
Like, obviously taking into account historical oppression,
mm-hmm.
and I'm reading my books, don't you worry. But then realizing that and still trying to sway more towards like a work together, but mm-hmm. like less counterculture, definitely less counterculture.
Mm-hmm.
We need less of that too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't counter us hating you because you hated us from the beginning. Like, I don't yeah, like it. I don't like
I
it.
I know.
So, you know, it's almost just like we're going backwards. So
exactly.
We need to just kind of disband all of it. But also, why are we, like, helping them? We're telling them what to do. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve our education. Ugh.
But
so full of wisdom and knowledge. What can I do? Okay.
The one big but I want to say about all of this, though, is that the thing with the male loneliness epidemic and, the like, that group of men on the internet is that sometimes they like to go out and, like, be violent and, like,
yeah.
actually act on their thoughts towards women.
Gives them a platform.
And they already have so much power against women.
Counterculture.
So then it literally, like, ruins everything. And then, like,
yeah.
women are attacked
and
for no
afraid.
Reason. Just because men are mad.
Oh, my gosh. I was just saying... Sorry mm-hmm. to cut you
no,
off.
No.
I was just saying my feed is, like, people going up to people in the streets and, like, asking questions mm-hmm. and being silly and stuff. And, you know, a lot of the time it'll be, like, a group of girls walking. I don't know why this is my feed right now. It's, like, a group of girls walking by and a guy will just, like, kind of, you know, like, scream
oh,
at
no,
them.
I
like,
know.
Say something.
Yeah.
But then he ends up just being, like, funny, but it's like they and then
yeah.
they look scared in the beginning because duh
yeah
and then he's like no like it's not like that and then it's like silly and it turns out everything's okay silly mm-hmm. whatever but like and people in the comments will be like why was she so scared like oh my god like the fear in her eyes like why is she so pressed
yeah
I'll tell you why
yeah
because it's scary
low-key we live in fear every day
yeah so there's definitely a platform that is wrongfully there
mm-hmm.
and being abused.
Yeah. I just want to say that reminds me of, well, two things. Mm-hmm. One, Adolescence. Have you heard of Adolescence, the TV show?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen it.
So, like, that's fine. I'll just explain a little bit about it.
Okay.
It's, like, there's this boy in, like, middle school mm-hmm. who's, like, taken in by the police. Like, they ransack
oh, yeah,
his house.
Yeah.
And because they have found evidence that he probably killed this girl who's mm-hmm. his classmate.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, this is a spoiler, but it turns out, like, she, like, called him out for, like, oh, you know, like, you're, like, in incel and you hate women mm. and like ew like
yeah.
she like low-key like bullied him for it and then
yeah.
he killed her
right
so that is the huge thing we're talking about
so it's like okay like a little talking crap killing
yeah like those two are not equal actions even though she may have made his life miserable fine still, he killed her, and that is terrible.
Yeah, like I said, read a book. I don't know. I'm tired.
I know, like, what?
I'm just perpetually tired. But we can be, okay, let's be a little more
Anyways,
silly.
Yeah.
Let's be, okay.
I know, we were very serious. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, about this one, Boyhood versus Manhood? I don't know actually how this came up. We used to hang out a lot more with guys.
Yeah.
And there were just, like, things that they would do, and it's like, this is boyhood.
This is boyhood.
Wait, was it manhood? What is manhood? That seems weird. That seems, like, wrong.
No. Boyhood is, like core, like, childhood, like,
yeah,
boy
yeah.
experience.
Like, you're scaling.
There's also dad
building.
Lore.
Oh, dad lore. Love that.
Dad lore. Yes. The dad lore is the kind of, like, experiences you have that you will tell to your kids and they will admire you for it. That is dad
yeah,
lore.
That is true. Mom lore.
Mom lore is, yeah. Mom lore is
somehow
also.
It's not as. In my mind, I'm literally like, oh. Dad lore's cooler.
Yeah.
Well, what's up with that?
I know.
Let's fix that in the brain.
Yeah. Low-key, in my mind, like, mom lore is a little, like, traumatizing.
Right.
Like,
I'm thinking it's something.
And that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's. I feel like mom lore wouldn't pass the Bechdel test.
No. And that's terrible.
Sometimes I don't pass the Bechdel test. We're not this episode.
But we're talking about boys.
We probably are, actually. No, I don't know. I feel like we get a pass on this one. My sister said a bunch of stuff to me as well.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's, like, see. Mm-hmm. Being with a man feels like you constantly have to explain things to them. They really just don't know anything. And they stink. Wait. Oh. Thanks for the perspective.
Thank you.
They all secretly hate women for some reason. Oh, we know why.
Yeah.
No, we don't know why. That's kind of the thing. No, I wish I was, like, actually a women's studies major so bad. And this is really bad for me because it's really validating.
I know. Okay, wait, what did you just say? Like, why do they hate women? I think men hate women as a general rule.
Okay.
Because they want someone to blame for the faults that they have in themselves. Because men are taught, and this is really serious, but I'm sorry.
No,
like, this
it's
is who
serious.
I am. Like, when men grow up, they are taught to just not be like women. And but also to not be men either, which is so weird. Like, it's like, they're not taught, like, this is what it means to be a man in society. They're just taught, like, oh, just don't be like a woman.
Right.
And that's how they come to hate women.
Right.
And they're taught, like, you have all this value in the world.
Right.
You should just, like, so why would you ever do anything wrong? So that's how they grow up, to blame women and hate women.
You are so real. And I think about specifically something I'm interested in, like, clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay for a little girl to be a tomboy. That's so cool. Oh, my God. She likes to wear, like, man, like, soccer jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, she's so cool.
Her favorite color
she's
is blue.
She's a tomboy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a man to dress more feminine, I mean, well, first of all, he's called gay, and it's an insult, and that's really messed up.
Yeah.
And... yeah, so it's like, it's just not cool.
No.
It's not okay to be woman-like women.
Yeah.
It's not okay, but it's totally cool for a woman to act like a man.
Yeah.
She should. That's what she's striving for in life. She wants to wear that power suit and work at Wall Street. She wants to be like the one woman who made it and can tell the tale. But I don't.
Mm-mm.
And I think we need more people to, we need to stop striving for being, like, the one woman who made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because think, when you make it, do you even want to be in the room anymore?
No.
No, we need to make our own room.
Yeah, we need a community.
We need to create a, like, flip it and reverse it, Mary J. Blige. We need to, create an environment where it's a man fighting for the spot and raise the bar a little bit. And I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're raising the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how the world is actually looking, especially with dating right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, instead of all of these women competing to be like the one with the boyfriend, I think it's all of the men competing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think about like Hinge and like,
right.
like the, cause like, yeah, we know people on Hinge and they're all talking about it. And it's like the way it is, the culture on Hinge is that usually the man reaches out to the woman first mm-hmm. or they'll like their stuff, mm-hmm. whatever. And then the woman will have like all these likes or whatever. And then the mm-hmm. guys will have like two. And that's not because they're not hot people. It's just because the culture
it's supply and demand.
You go after, because like, yeah, like, I don't know.
Right. This is what happens. This is, I don't know. Man, anyone have any Valentine's plans? After this, no, I think we've just convinced everyone to realize their worth a little bit. So
I hope so.
And I think that will lead to stronger romantic relationships, mm-hmm. platonic relationships. I think everyone needs to realize their self-worth and not in the perspective of your like dating status mm-hmm. or how much male approval you get, how much female approval you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, realize your worth. And at the end of the day, if your goal is to, like, have a family, like, you'll probably be better off if you know who you is.
Yeah. Before. Like, if you think about yourself, low-key, like, that stuff will probably happen to you. Just, like,
because, yeah.
like, I
yeah.
don't know.
Yep, yep, I agree. Anyway... Wow, I feel like this took a turn.
I know.
This episode
I was not expecting to talk about this.
But I feel really knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that question, that icebreaker question when it's like, oh, what is a subject you feel like you know more about than anyone in the room? And maybe this is it. Like,
yeah.
I could talk
about this for hours.
It's just crazy because I actually do feel like I think it's been probably a year ago
mm-hmm.
since when I had this realization.
Mm.
I think it was. It was like winter. We've gone through so many eras in college specifically dealing with, I guess, men and just kind of realizing things. I feel like mm-hmm. my personal journey, like in high school, I feel like I was pretty like, I didn't care. Like, I just wanted validation from my friends who were all girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't necessarily thinking about it. And then in college, I think what happened was we just met, I don't know, maybe like the wrong girl. And I think a lot changed.
Yeah.
And I had to think about a lot of things that
I probably
wouldn't have otherwise. So maybe I'll just say like, thank you.
Yeah. To terrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I had so many realizations and I was able to draw so many conclusions and boundaries and realize, like, no, this isn't how I want to live my life.
Yeah.
I don't care if every man in the room who's low-key racist and weird likes me. Like, mm-hmm. I actually don't care.
Yeah.
Because why would I?
Yeah, because male validation is not everything there is in the world.
Yeah, I think that just became very clear, and I think I knew it all along, and then
I lost happened. It. I lost it for a second.
We lost our way.
It came back. We lost our sparkle.
We lost our sparkle. Gosh darn it.
But I think we're getting it back.
Oh my God, we've been so sparkly lately.
Yeah, we've been so sparkly. Oh my God,
I just feel really good.
Yeah,
right now. I don't know.
And I really, I want everyone to be sparkly. Like that
yes.
is the goal.
Ugh.
That,
okay.
Yes.
This is like the task for the week. This is like Fight Club, and this is what you guys need to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is your assignment. Just get your sparkle back.
Get your sparkle back.
We want boys and girls alike. Come on,
mm-hmm.
come on, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We want everyone to get their sparkle back.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, really ask yourself, like, do you think you have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of the, like, you know, the shout out people over 40. Like, do you have your sparkle? Is it like when you're, what is it like to be 40?
Yeah.
Do you lose it? What's
I don't
happening?
Know. Like, does it leave and come back? Is that just like, is it an ongoing cycle of like leaving and coming back? Because that's not good either.
How many times do I have to reanalyze my whole life?
I know.
Because I'm getting tired of it and I'm only 20.
Yeah. I'm 19.
Yeah. And you know what? I do really wonder this, and I feel like this could be very conceited, very mm-hmm. much this is the thought of a 20-year-old idiot, stupid idiot. But, like, I wonder, like, is this something truly unique to our generation? Does our generation truly know too much about things?
Yeah.
Were generations thinking about this prior? Okay, like, if you were 20 in the 90s, like, were you thinking about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think all the time I'm like, am I, like, too conscious of, like, myself,
yeah.
my thing, my whole world, the way I look?
Right. Are we really just weird, and is that why we have a talk show?
Yeah.
Or, like, what?
I know. Like, do I just overthink so much that I, like, don't even know myself anymore? Is that just like not how other people live their lives? I don't know.
I'm here with you.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering the same thing.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I just feel like it's really annoying how I just can't stop talking about problems unique to our generation.
Yeah.
But I think what's happening is, like, what is making our generation feel so different is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the internet. Okay, but, like, the internet is making us feel like we're more important because we're just consuming content that we mm-hmm. want to see about why we're more important. And then we think we're more important, but it's... I don't know. We're stuck in a loop.
It's like someone said this to me recently, and I was like low-key offended. But at the same time, it was like, okay, like, you're kind of right. They were like, your generation is selfish. And I'm like, gasp. Yeah. But at the same time, like, yes,
yeah,
you're
but,
right.
But why wouldn't we be?
Yeah, but, like, why? Because there's so much focus on, like, your individuality, being yourself, like, doing what's best for you, set your
right.
boundaries, like, keep your boundaries and, like, mm-hmm. do what's best for you. Just, like, if you need to stay in, just, like, stay in and do all that.
Right.
But it's, like, I don't know. I feel like that's not how other generations
no,
have worked.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the big thing that's changed for us. But I don't know how to change that because that's just how we are. Like, sorry.
Right.
Not sorry.
It totally brings us back to the original question.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all just a product of our society? Or, well, what is taking accountability in our case? Should we take accountability for being selfish? I don't think so in this case.
I know.
I don't know. Food for thought.
Yes.
That's a good name for a show.
That
if
is.
Anyone wants to steal it.
Yeah.
Just
talk about food or play
food?
Music for
right.
food.
True.
Like, ooh, dinner party.
Dinner party.
Ooh.
That's good.
But anyways.
Yeah, that's like kind of, I guess that's all we have.
Yeah.
I don't know. And when we said we were going to talk about boys, come on, you already know us. We weren't going to
yeah.
be like that.
No.
You already know what we were going to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, because, like, let's be real, like, men should not be the center of our world. Like, yes,
no.
okay, like, yes, like, boyfriend, yay, whatever. But, like, guys,
and
I don't know.
I don't think women should be the center of anyone's world.
Yeah, like... Yeah, this is just a conversation about, like, boys, but also, like, where we are and respect to boys, if that
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, I think our perspectives have changed a lot.
Mm-hmm. And they probably will continue to change.
Yeah, we'll update you guys probably in, like, 2 years and, like, see what happens.
Yeah.
Probably very different things, but it's hard to get out of your head. Like, I can't see myself thinking anything different ever because
I
I'm
know.
a silly little girl.
Yeah.
Girls Will Be Girls. It's also a good name for a show.
That is good.
Dang it.
I know.
I'm just giving out freebies tonight.
I know. Guys, the DJ applications yeah. are still open.
Yeah, guys. If anyone wants to get up in here and mix it around a little
bit.
I kind of want to play this song that's on the
Should
queue
we keep
right
playing
now.
It? Let's do
are
it.
Are we, like, could we, like, talk over it? I don't really know how it works.
We'd have to put it in on Spinatron.
This thing?
The
do
song?
We seriously have to?
Yeah.
But, like, do we?
I love Ella too much to, like, do her dirty.
You're right. Shout out Ella.
Shout out Ella.
Oh, shout out the zine team.
That was so fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I want to make a zine.
I want to make a zine. Actually, like, the community is so nice.
Spoiler alert, Valentine's Day, if you get a zine from me.
Yeah.
So fun.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think we should end here. I think it's a nice, graceful ending. And, yes, the only thing I have to say is don't lose your sparkle.
No.
Don't lose your sparkle. I'm so serious.
Yeah.
Like, so serious.
Don't lose your sparkle,
Don't lose
people.
Your sparkle.
And, yeah, and when it's Valentine's Day, don't be down on yourself. The culture right now is actually saying it's pretty cool to be single. If you can just channel that, like, 2010s, you're a frazzled English woman. Like, and I'm speaking to literally everyone. Channel that energy. Be, like, a strong, confident woman because look how much fun they're having.
Yeah.
Like, 10 years ago.
And if you are in a relationship, just remember not to lose your sparkle to that other person. Because sometimes, like, I don't know, you care so much about that person and what they think of you and so on and so forth that you forget about yourself.
Yeah, don't lose your sparkle.
Don't lose
your sparkle. Keep checking in. Like, ooh, like, am I sparkle? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, feeling pretty sparkly though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think that's the end.
Okay.
So.
I will play this song. I don't care. I don't care. I'll put it in Spinatron. Okay. We're going to leave you guys with some Fatboy Slim because when it was playing, I really didn't want to turn it off, but we were like, okay, I guess we should like talk to these people.
Okay.
Till next week. So long. You know.